Euro 2012. England and France draw, Ukraine win. Manchester City players did all the scoring in last night's Euro 2012 opener between Group D rivals England and France, but for opposite sides. First, City defender Julian Lescott headed England into a 30th-minute lead to leave Roy Hodgson's men dreaming of the perfect start to their campaign on a sweltering night at the Donbass Arena in Donetsk, Ukraine. But then Lescott City teammate Samir Nasri struck back with a 39th-minute equalizer, lashing a low shot from outside the area to give France a share of the points and extend France's unbeaten run to 22 games. England's goal came from a set piece. Captain Steven Gerrard swung in a pinpoint free kick from the right flank, and Lescott took advantage of acres of space afforded him by Alou Diarra to head past Lloris from close range. A French equalizer seemed likely, and it arrived through Nasri 6 minutes from halftime, the forward taking advantage of an English side standing too deep to squeeze a ferocious shot just inside Joe Hart's post. Hart, too, incidentally, is a Manchester City player. England seemed content to slow the pace of the game in the second half. Gradually, however, France's superior technique began to tell, and England spent long periods of the closing minutes on the back foot. Meanwhile, at the Olympic Stadium in Kiev, Ukraine defeated Sweden in the late match, putting the host team at the top of the group standings after the first of 3 rounds of qualifying matches. Ukraine won through a vintage goal-scoring display from 35-year-old Andriy Shevchenko. He converted 2 headers in 7 second-half minutes to overturn Zlatan Ibrahimovic's opener for Sweden and send the Ukrainian capital into rapture in the country's first European Championship match. Shevchenko, who overcame serious injuries to appear in the tournament, was overwhelmed with emotion at the end. "If I can choose my dreams, I want to dream of a day like that. It's a fantastic day," he said. "I want to thank everyone who worked with me the last year and a half. I had so many knee and back problems. Now I'm fit, thanks to them."